happiest station show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles. Spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Station show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. This is another one of our monthly specials. Yes, monthly special number 3 for the month of March. You're saying to yourself, wait a minute. It's not March anymore. It is actually April 1st. April 1st. Yes, actually, we did kind of play a little bit of a trick on people. We wanted to see if anybody noticed, and some of you actually wrote in last week saying, well, wait a second, wasn't the last Sunday of every month supposed to be a program leading up for the anniversary of Happy Station in November? And the answer is yes, but we decided to play a little trick to see if anybody would notice, so we moved it to the 1st of April, because it, of course, is April Fool's Day. Well, there's only one fool in the studio, and that is yours truly. So hopefully you won't be too hard on me. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. Anyway, nice to have you with us for the third of our many anniversary programs coming up that we're going to be broadcasting until our extravaganza in November. Now, as you're probably aware, if you've been listening to the last three, we have been bringing you many different things from the Happy Station Show archives, focusing on particular things. Now, anyone who, of course, is familiar with Happy Station and has been listening for many years will know that the only way that you could have heard this program many, many years ago was on shortwave. Today, of course, we transmit through many different means, AM, FM, satellite, the internet, and, of course, on shortwave as well. But back at one time, a long time ago, when the program was recorded, or if it was done live, it went out. It would have, of course, the traditional repeats to different targets, but that was it. It's not like you can say, oh, I have nothing to do this Wednesday evening. I'm going to go back and listen to the program from Sunday. Well, that is unless, of course, you recorded it, which many people did. But things have changed a lot. So DXing and shortwave listeners were always a very important aspect of the Happy Station Show. Now, in May 1976, the European DX Council held their meeting in the Netherlands, in Hilversum. And, of course, Radio Netherlands was one of the hosts. Now, for that occasion, Happy Station, that traditionally did many open house programs in the 1970s, decided to do one program about the European DX Council. So today, we're going to be bringing you excerpts from that live program. Now, on that program that was broadcast, Tom had many guests. One of his guests, well, let's have Tom introduce the person himself.
Now, there's going to be a name on the air which a lot of listeners know all around Europe because, I mean, I can't find... Oh, there he is. Rudolf Heim. Would you please come and sit opposite me and face the audience with your back? Welcome to the show, Rudolf Heim.
Hello, Tom. Thank you for the invitation to join us in your show.
Well, you should come a bit closer to the microphone, I think. How's the level now? Greet your friends, please. Don't greet your friends. They've got your level. ladies and gentlemen, excuse Rudolf for sitting towards you with his back, towards you. Rudolf is the Secretary General of the European DX Council. Rudolf, I would like you, and I know it's a hard question, to tell people who don't know anything about shortwave, EDXE, even the expression DX, in just a few words, and I'm going to watch my stopwatch, why the EDXE, what is the EDXE, and what are you doing here? Right, your time starts now.
DXers are people listening to shortwaves as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And as there are many DX clubs in Europe and in the world, there has to be an umbrella organization, and the European DX Council is a European umbrella organization for DXers.
Yes, so that answers what? Then why?
Why
an EDXE? Why an umbrella organization? Why don't just let these people play along in their little clubs and, you know, forget about the umbrella?
No, I think it's very important because there should be also communication between DXers all over Europe. And you see, I think we have guests from Asia, from Northern America, and of course from Europe. I think 15 nations were joined during this conference.
This conference?
Yeah.
15 or 50?
15.
15. Fine. So also outside of Europe, although the EDXE is the European DX Council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they have just come to have a look at what's going on.
Yeah, we have very close relations, very friendly relations to everywhere, to every continent, and also to the EDXers there.
Now, when you said in the book, that answers why. Mm-hmm. But you remember there's another question. The expression DX, which you've been using now at least, you know, 15 times, means distance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like MX means music.
Yeah.
And like THX means thanks.
Yeah.
And like 73 means best wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And 88? Now we know how many DXs there are in the audience. You see, I want to know. 88, ladies and gentlemen, in shortwave code means love and kisses.
Yes.
This is just to explain to everyone who does not know anything about shortwave, and after all, we work on shortwave, that it is more than just people who sit at the little old radios or big new radios tuning into strange faraway stations. It is an enormous group of people comprising millions and millions all over the world who not only listen to their radios, but also, as you have just heard, band together in little clubs and in big umbrella organizations, not only per continent, but also intercontinental. And this EDXC, the European DX Council, the umbrella organization for the European DX clubs, got together this year for the 10th time. It's going on in a different country every year, right?
Yes, that's true.
In Holland. Now, my last question, which I asked at the beginning, what exactly do you do?
What do you do?
During these conferences. Now, you've been here for 4 days. What exactly has been going on?
I think for many persons, for many DXers here, it is very nice to have these personal contacts with so many friends around the world, which you only know by writing. There are also many broadcasters here, about 25 to 30 people working for broadcasting station. And you can meet the people behind the microphone, know them personally. And of course, we discuss what has been done by the European DX Council. We change our ideas on DXing on a European level.
Mm-hmm. Is it correct to assume that most of the people at this conference are, shall we say, leading figures of the DX clubs?
Yes, of course. They mostly are leaders, are club leaders and club editors.
Yes.
And the last thing I want to say, why DXs are also interesting for radio stations, I think I should mention it. I think they are the most active people to write in, and I think they might have some influence on the program sometimes, how programs are made, and criticism.
Oh, I see, yes. I'm sure you're not talking about this show. No. I'm not so sure at all. And anyway, I would say that honest criticism is welcome. If you think that DXs are the ones to write in more than anybody else, you should ask Gertie and Helma if you could work in our office for a week, and then you'd see that just shortwave listeners, or SWLs as you call them, who are not necessarily DX hobbyists, that they write in even more than you DXs do. 47 pages for one letter. How about that?
I've heard about it. I've heard about it.
But that's Brenda Shaw in England. Rudolph, thank you very much.
One of the musical performances of that program from May 30th, 1976. that was recorded at the studios of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland, for the European DX Council, and Happy Station did a special program for that. The orchestra was, of course, Kay Small, and he is a very well-known Dutch trumpet player, and he also played the flugelhorn. And you may also know his wife if you listen to any of the archive programs, Letty de Jong, because she also sang on many of those Radio Netherlands sessions. Let's now go back to some of Tom's other guests for the European DX Council special from Radio Nederland.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Radio Nederland's Sunday family show of Smiles Across the Miles, Happy Station, on this 30th of May from Studio 11, live at 9:30 GMT, a live show, open house, why not call it that, on the occasion of the 10th conference of the European DX Council held in Holland this year. And opposite me now, a name I've mentioned a couple of times, Arne Skog. Welcome to Happy Station.
Thank you.
I'd almost want to say old friend, meaning by that we've met before, and that it was a great pleasure to see you again here in Holland. I think, Arne, you should come a bit closer to the microphone.
Yes.
Is that all right, Pim? I'm now...
I hope so.
Okay. Arne, your name is not only very well known in Sweden as more or less the father of shortwave, but, I hope you don't mind my using this expression.
Yesterday they called me the father of Swedish DXs, but that was a little too much, I think.
Who called you this? That all depends on how many shortwave listeners there are in Sweden, or DXs rather. No, your name is so well known that Arne Skog means DX, more or less. You are here, of course. Nobody would have accepted the fact that you would not be here. However, the reason that you are one of my guests on the air today is a very special reason. Many of the DXs present will know of the DX Alliansen, and they will know of the gold plaque that the DX Alliansen so far has handed to five people. Two of them are no longer with us, Eddie Starts and Mr. Olund Johansson. Three of them are in this studio. One is right opposite me, and two are sitting together there, Jens Frost of the World Radio and TV Handbook, and next to him our very own Harry van Gelder. All in all, five people. However, as of today, I think there's going to be one more, Arne.
Yes, it will be a very great pleasure to hand over this one to one of the most important teachers of DXing in the world. It is my fourth visit to Radio Nederland, and it's always a very great pleasure to go here and to experience the atmosphere of happiness and goodwill, and to meet such outstanding personalities as it is here. Only the other day we had, for instance, a very fascinating talk by Jim Fastenhood, who is very generous and very clever on educating shortwave listeners on the technical matters.
And a good host, too, I think, because yes. Last night he had all of you people in his own home.
Oh, well, yes.
But that's just in between.
And yesterday, Jens Frost got his golden plaque of DX Alliansen, the Swedish DX Federation. And just outside the studio, Jim told me he was a bit jealous about Jens Frost and his plaque. So why not make him happy inside the studio?
Jim,
of the
come
happy
here.
Station?
Jim? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jaap Vastenhout. Welcome, Jim. Arne, you please. Wait a minute. Now, this is going to be very complicated. This is going to be live shortwave radio with one little microphone. Jaap, or Jim, as you are known on the air. Is it true what they told me? Didn't you know anything about it?
I didn't know anything about it, no. I'm flabbergasted, you know. I'm surprised, I'm honored.
Well, that's three things. Flabbergasted, surprised, and honored. We hope you're a bit happy, too.
Oh, yes. This it's hard to say something. Thank you.
Well, anyway, as I said, the list of people with a gold DX Alliansen plaque is now six. In a way, it makes me proud to know that they chose my show to hand out such an important plaque to such a great DXer and a good friend of mine. I just hope that they'll choose somebody else's show one day to give me something, but that's neither here nor there. Arne, I'm thinking like mad and in a complete chaos what's going to happen after this. Do you want to say something, Jaap?
Yes, I certainly want to say something. Can I have the microphone?
If you're going to give it back, yes.
Yes.
No, keep it.
I want to do the show for you, Tom.
No, I'm back at my own mic. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great honor for me to receive this plaque. I am in very good company. I have four friends at the moment sitting in the same room with me. I'm proud to join this club of DXs. I'm honored for the honor given to me by you, the DXs. I am very much surprised to get it at this young age of me. I'm also proud that two of these plaques landed at Radio Nederland, because I love this station, and I love to do this work. Three already. Sorry, mm-hmm. Eddie starts.
Yes.
And I love this station. I love to work for you as the DXs. You know, I enjoy working for you, and I hope to get on with it for a long time. Arne, DX Alliansen is the organization. I owe it to DX Alliansen. I owe it to the people of DX Alliansen. I would like to thank you very much. And I'm very honored indeed.
Yes, and we thank you for your generosity to all the DX clubs and all the lectures you are giving so generously to the meetings.
Bravo.
Krylo Sisters with Letty de Jong with Shine on Harvest Moon, one of the musical performances taken from the 10th European DX Conference that was held in Hilversum in the Netherlands on May 30th, 1976. And for that special occasion, Happy Station did a special live program. And today, for one of the many specials that we have coming up before the month of November, we are bringing you excerpts of that program. Now, in case you just tuned in and you missed the beginning of the program, you may remember that I have been saying that these programs would be coming at the end of the month. And you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a second, it's not the end of the month, it's the 1st of April. Well, we kind of did that as a little trick because technically, it should have actually been last week. And then we said, let's not say anything and let's do it this week, April the 1st. Anyway, let's now go to more from that live program from Radio Nederland here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Back to Tom.
You know, it was said, I think, by Rudolf Heim already, that there are visitors today, not only from European countries, but also from outside of Europe. And that, of course, makes this audience a rather international audience. Some of the participating people, however, to this EDXC conference come from Turkey, to Turkish friends from TRT. Is that correct? Where are you, you two boys? Oh, all the way in the back there. You know, I'm going to do something which people are going to shoot me for, and I'm going to say welcome to them, at least try. Tereteye temsilim gelin ki Türk meslektaşlarımıza Happy Station hoş geldinizdir. How is that? Okay, what does it mean? Okay. You know, Jens Frost, I might try some Danish later. I'm warning you. If you want to leave the studio now, it's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, opposite me is a young man who asked me, could I please have some time on your show? And first I said, I'm not promising you anything. Then I saw him sitting there and I thought, oh, the poor kid, of course, everybody's having his say, almost everybody. Why not let him say something? I don't even know his name. He's going to tell you his name. Du bist aber Deutscher, nicht?
Ja, Andreas Jensen.
Ja, und wo kommst du her?
Mönchengladbach.
Mönchengladbach. Und das ist dein Vater?
Nein.
Naja, er hat etwas gesagt von deinem Vater, also habe ich gedacht, vielleicht ist er... Nein, ich weiß schon, wer er ist. So, ich habe gesagt, 30 Sekunden hast du und nach 30 Sekunden werde ich abbrechen. Okay?
Okay.
Jetzt.
Ich möchte aus dem Studio von Radio Nederland meine Eltern in Mönchengladbach und alle DXer da am Rhein grüßen. Also alle DXer der ADDX. Es ist toll hier.
Ja, das sind nur 10 Sekunden. Du hast also noch 20.
Insbesondere mein Vater, wo ich hoffe, er hat jetzt einen störungsfreien Empfang.
Aha.
Und meine Mutter, die jetzt wohl am Kochtopf stehen wird.
Ja, und hoffentlich hat sie einen störungsfreien Vater.
Ja.
Du hast noch 5 Sekunden.
Ich bedanke mich noch recht herzlich, dass ich grüßen durfte. Thank you very much.
And that's all right. And now you're going to tell me your name again.
Andreas Jensen.
Thank you, Andreas. Was this your first time on the air? Was, war das das erste Mal, dass du am Rundfunk warst?
Ja.
You know, he wasn't even very nervous because everybody's drinking water like mad here. And when I offered him a bit of water, he said, oh no, thank you very much. Du bist überhaupt nicht gespannt?
Nein.
Also, nein, das geht so, ob das jetzt das erste Mal ist oder nicht. Das macht sich... gut. Also viel Erfolg. Vielleicht wirst du jetzt in Zukunft auch vor der Rundfunk arbeiten. Also, danke. Auf Wiedersehen, Andreas. You know, it was said, I think, by Rudolf Heim already, that there are visitors today, not only from European countries, but also from outside of Europe. And that, of course, makes this audience a rather international audience. Some of the participating people, however, to this EDXC conference come from Turkey, to Turkish friends from TRT. Is that correct? Where are you, you two boys? Oh, all the way in the back there. You know, I'm going to do something which people are going to shoot me for, and I'm going to... say welcome to them. At least try. Tereteye temsilim gelin ki Türk meslektaşlarımıza Happy Station hoş geldinizdir. How is that? Okay, what does it mean? Okay. You know, Jens Frost, I might try some Danish later. I'm warning you. If you want to leave the studio now, it's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, opposite me is a young man who asked me, could I please have some time on your show? And first I said, I'm not promising you anything. Then I saw him sitting there and I thought, oh, the poor kid, of course, everybody's having his say, almost everybody. Why not let him say something? I don't even know his name. He's going to tell you his name. Du bist aber Deutscher, nicht?
Ja, Andreas Jensen.
Ja, und wo kommst du her?
Mönchengladbach.
Mönchengladbach. Und das ist dein Vater?
Nein.
Naja, er hat etwas gesagt von deinem Vater, also habe ich gedacht, vielleicht ist er... Nein, ich weiß schon, wer er ist. So, ich habe gesagt, 30 Sekunden hast du und nach 30 Sekunden werde ich abbrechen. Okay?
Okay.
Jetzt.
Ich möchte aus dem Studio von Radio Nederland meine Eltern in Mönchengladbach und alle DXer da am Rhein grüßen. Also alle DXer der ADDX. Es ist toll hier.
Ja, das sind nur 10 Sekunden. Du hast also noch 20.
Insbesondere mein Vater, wo ich hoffe, er hat jetzt einen störungsfreien Empfang.
Aha.
Und meine Mutter, die jetzt wohl am Kochtopf stehen wird.
Ja, und hoffentlich hat sie einen störungsfreien Vater.
Ja.
Du hast noch 5 Sekunden.
Ich bedanke mich noch recht herzlich, dass ich grüßen durfte. Thank you very much.
And that's all right. And now you're going to tell me your name again.
Andreas Jensen.
Thank you, Andreas. Was this your first time on the air? War das erste Mal, dass du am Rundfunk warst?
Ja.
You know, he wasn't even very nervous because everybody's drinking water like mad here. And when I offered him a bit of water, he said, oh no, thank you very much. Du bist überhaupt nicht gespannt?
Nein.
Nein, das geht so einfach, ob das jetzt das erste Mal ist oder nicht. Das macht sich... Gut. Also viel Erfolg. Vielleicht wirst du jetzt in Zukunft auch für den Rundfunk arbeiten. Also, danke. Auf Wiedersehen, Andreas. Andreas und Andrea. Where's Andrea? She left? Oh, hi. Fine. You know, Keith Small and his orchestra almost always play a special composition for Happy Station. It so happens that on Keith's latest LP, there's one composition which he wrote for one of our open house shows in the past, Samba del Domingo, which of course means the Samba of the Sunday. And now Keith felt that it was sort of a casual affair, this Happy Station show, and that's why he wrote it, I'm sure, and that's why he's going to play the Bossa Casual. You know, Case Mel, when this show is over, we might well ask you to just go on playing for a couple of more hours because that music is just great. Ladies and gentlemen, in front of me, Oscar Núñez Mayo de la Radio Televisión Española, ¿verdad?
Exactamente.
Muy bienvenido aquí, señor. Me parece mejor, ¿no? Pero justo también hablar con usted un poco porque en este momento seguramente tenemos, espero que tengamos, unos oyentes de habla española que están escuchando este programa, aunque sea en inglés. Y usted trabaja para el servicio exterior.
Para las emisiones de onda corta, las emisiones dirigidas al exterior.
Sí, ¿y en cuántos idiomas? ¿En español solo?
No, no, nosotros tenemos un servicio español para españoles que lo dirigimos hacia Europa, fundamentalmente, porque tenemos allí muchos sobre todo emigrantes españoles.
Como aquí también, sí.
Y luego tenemos otra emisión para español para toda América del Sur, América Central y México. Luego tenemos una emisión en inglés para Canadá y Estados Unidos. O emisiones en árabe para todo el mundo árabe, norte de África y todo el Oriente Medio y Próximo Oriente. Y ahora hemos iniciado unas emisiones en inglés también para el mundo árabe, anglófono. Para
sí,
el mundo
sí,
anglófono,
sí, claro. Pues eso quiere decir español, árabe, inglés.
Exactamente.
¿Y qué idiomas más?
Bueno, ahora estamos planeando el hacer unas emisiones en ruso, unas emisiones en alemán, en francés y en holandés también.
¿En holandés? Sí, no sí, me sí, diga.
Sí. Claro, el holandés es muy importante.
Sí,
porque
sí, pero no hay tanta gente que habla en holandés, ¿verdad?
Bueno, son 13 millones aproximadamente en Holanda, 13 millones, y otros 5 o 6 millones más en Bélgica. Es decir, que
me parece
casi
que
20 millones es muy importante. y sobre todo es muy importante el pueblo holandés en el mundo.
Sí, sí. Y claro que aquí en Holanda hay mucha
gente. No lo digo porque esté en Radio Nederland.
No, comprendo, porque si no sería la verdad,
claro.
Pues más tarde. No, pero me parece que Radio Nacional, Radio Televisión Española, como se llama ahora, será una de las pocas emisoras que tienen transmisiones en holandés, porque no hay muchas emisoras que transmiten en holandés, sí, bueno, aparte de Radio Nederland, claro.
De todas maneras, es un proyecto nada más.
Ah, todavía. Muy bien, muy bien. Pues yo quisiera solamente darle la oportunidad de saludar a los oyentes en este momento que están escuchando en español. Puede ser que quisiera saludar a unos oyentes que conoce personalmente usted.
Bueno, no, saludo pues a toda la audiencia de Radio Nederland en español, que es muy importante, y les anuncio que nosotros también estamos muy interesados por todo este problema del desismo y fundamentalmente estamos dispuestos a atender, ¿no?, en fin, con el mayor interés todas las comunicaciones que nos envíen de nuestras emisiones, de nuestras frecuencias. Este es el interés fundamental que nos ha traído a Radio Nederland a esta conferencia del desismo europeo.
Sí, pues muchas gracias por haber venido. Del control ahora me dan el signo que tengo que hacer muy deprisa. Quisiera dedicar a ustedes, todos los oyentes de habla española, una canción cantada en castellano, creo, sí, que es la próxima. Muchas gracias por haber venido, señor Óscar Núñez Mayo.
Muchas gracias, Tom.
Por culpa tuya se llama la próxima canción.
Por culpa tuya una mujer que me decía mi querer, por seguirte abandoné, cuando de ti me enamoré. Por culpa tuya yo perdí mi corazón, pues loco fui al confiar en tu querer, cosa que nunca debí hacer. Ningún consejo yo escuché cuando decían que jugabas con mi amor. Estaba ciego y me engañé, mas por fortuna me di cuenta de mi error. Ahora vete, por favor. No quiero verte nunca más. Yo sufriré mi soledad, año de otro amor. Ningún consejo yo escuché cuando decían que jugabas con mi amor. Estaba ciego y me engañé, mas por fortuna me di cuenta de mi error. Ahora vete, por favor. No quiero verte nunca más. Yo sufriré mi soledad, el desengaño de otro amor. Oh!
Very good, very good.
And you're listening to a special edition of Happy Station for this, the 1st of April, 2018. And this is one of our special programs leading up to our anniversary special, the 90th anniversary of Happy Station in the month of November. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think of the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is very simple. It's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Before we get to our next clip, there are sometimes, of course, people will send us an email and they will send us a few, and then they say, they complain, saying, well, they never received anything. Please make sure that in the subject you put Happy Station and the date that you heard the program, because that way it will filter it out through spam. Because sometimes people will send us an email and it automatically gets sent to the junk email. Of course, we're not saying your email is junk, but I'm saying it just automatically gets routed there or into the spam box, something that we don't really check too often. So make sure you put the date and, of course, the name of the program, Happy Station and PCJ Radio International, in the subject. And then it will automatically come to the correct mailbox. Anyway, let's get back to that special program for the 10th European DS Council conference that was held in Hilversum, Holland, for a special live program that Happy Station did that was broadcast May 30th, 1976. And this time features Hein Bula, Tom Meyer's very good friend.
After all, you produce the show, mm-hmm. You present it in empty languages, you write lyrics, you sing. Well, at least you try to.
Oh, thank you.
You have guests on your show. Is there anything you don't do?
Yeah, I don't pay.
No, but seriously, Tom, I don't know how you do it, especially today. You meet thousands of people, you get tens of thousands of letters, you have your everyday work to do, and I suppose you have to keep track of the available music.
Mm-hmm.
But then, that won't be too difficult with all the records you play every week.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Are you one of those people who recognize a melody after the first few bars?
Who recognizes a melody after the first few bars? The introduction, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, sure, right away.
Always?
Oh, yes, always, of course.
Ha-ha. I don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe? Try me.
Okay. How about this one? Ba-ba-ba.
Do that again.
Ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Yes.
Listen carefully.
Yeah.
Robbie, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Shades of night are falling and I'm lonely, standing on the corner feeling blue.
Just a minute. Hein, would you do me one more favor and take it one more time?
What do you mean? You don't know it.
Of course I know it.
Of course, yes.
I just love to hear good music, you see. That's why I want to hear it again.
Yes, yes. Oh, you want to hear it from the top?
From the top, please, yes.
Yes. Shades of night are falling and I'm lonely, standing on the corner feeling blue.
You know the way? Yeah, I'm feeling blue, yes.
Sweethearts out for fun,
yeah.
Pass me one by one. Guess I'll wind up like I always do with only.
Ah, je niet die mooie blauwe ogen.
No, that's wrong.
No?
Me.
Me and Bobby McGee.
No.
Me and Jane in a plane.
Wrong.
Me and you.
No.
Me and her. Me and him. Me and I give up.
Ah, that's good. You know what it is?
No.
Me and my shadow.
Me and my shadow?
Me and my
That's
shadow.
Not me and my shadow. This is me and my shadow. Robbie, please. Like the wallpaper sticks to the wall.
Like the seashore clings to
it.
The sea.
Like you'll never get rid of your shadow. Hey, now you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss. Whatever happens, we've got us.
closer than peaches that stick in a bowl. But closer than ripples that play in a brook. Wherever you find him, you find me just alone. Closer than Jack Horner is to his little corner. Me.
We're closer than you are to EDXE. And Simon's twins are closer than we.
Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue. And when it's a sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
We start to swing,
swing to the sky.
Our clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring.
A ding ding. Happy station.
Me.
You need a large rover. What out at the start? You need a large rover to break us apart.
We're alone, but far from blue. Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We make all the fun spots and then a few more.
We'll wind up at Leo's, and that is for sure.
Our life is gonna be a wee wow wee for my.
Kane,
what?
Would you do me one more favor?
Oh, no. Not again. From the top?
No, not from the top. From the ending.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And while we are at it, we'll have one or two. And then in the morning, be red, white, and blue.
But wind up at Leo's, whatever we do.
Life is gonna be a wee-wow-wee for my.
Yes, my shadow and me, ladies and gentlemen. I've never been in such a strange position. I now have four shadows. Not that I mean to say that it's Tom Meyer and the shadows, but we have to hurry up for our last piece of music, I think. Dear Gertie, she's always there to smile at me or to look cross at me and tell me, hurry up, thank you. I want to tell you something, explain something from the song we just sang. You may have heard Hain and myself singing, but end up at Leo's, whatever we do. Well, Leo is a little thatched-roofed house on the corner here, which very euphemistically is called a tea house. I don't think one cup of tea has been served there ever. But anyway, Radio Nederland would like to invite all of you for one consumption at Leo's Tea House. And we hope to see you there after the show. But not before we say goodbye to you in a musical way. I hope I haven't forgotten anything. But we hope that after these approximately 80 minutes, you all here and everybody at home will consider themselves friends of the family. And we hope you feel at home here. In other words, consider yourself at home.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along.
Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share.
If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days, empty larder days. Why grouse? Always a chance to meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house.
Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss.
For after some consideration, we can state. Consider yourself one of us. One of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along.
along. Consider yourself
well in.
Consider yourself
part of the furniture.
There isn't a lot to spare.
Who cares?
What?
Wherever we got, we share.
Nobody tries to be la-di-la-da fancy. There's a cup of tea for all. Only it's wise to be handy with a rolling pin when the landlord comes to call.
Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can state, consider yourself one of us, one of us.
Consider yourself Tom Meyer and friends. From a special edition of Happy Station that was broadcast May 30th, 1976, for the European DX Conference that took place in Hilversum, Holland. And of course, there are many voices that we heard there, including that of Arne Slolt, who hosted Sweden Calling DXers for many years on Radio Sweden. Now, our next program, of course, is coming up this month again, because, of course, April Fool's now is over. But the program will be broadcast on the 29th of April. The 29th of April, our fourth Happy Station show special leading up to our 90th anniversary in the month of November. To close off today, we're going to listen to Tom Meyer with a song that was made popular by a number of people. And I believe one of those that had a hit with us originally, well, there was Jack Jones, Nancy Wilson, and Andy Williams, who also did this song. And it is the song Wives and Lovers. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open that door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to I'm warning you. Day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Oh, little girl, better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to go to the city. And dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time's to get ready for love. Hey, dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time's to get ready for love. Time's to get ready. It's time to get ready for love.